Women are seeking solutions to weight loss, going to crazy, unnecessary extremes when there is one solution that is proven to work all the time, every time. One solution proven to work all the time, every time. So if you are that woman that you've been seeking all kinds of ways, going to crazy, unnecessary extremes to lose weight and keep it off, and it's not working, then I suggest you stay with me, because that one solution that works all the time, every time, could actually be the one thing that needs to be implemented. And I'm going to share that with you. It's exercise. And you're thinking, oh, I already know this. I already know exercise is good. But the thing is I want to give you 10 reasons why you should exercise, because you might just need the reasons. When we have the knowledge, we can then step forward in wisdom. That is why Solomon wrote Proverbs, because we needed the wisdom. So I pray you stay with me today so that I can feed you this, probably information you haven't heard yet, or information that you need to really get a hold of and start implementing. And if you're tired of doing the same thing and nothing is working, then I highly suggest that you grab your spot of a free weight loss strategy session. I am offering these for the month of March. If you have not grabbed yours yet, go to my website, andrealin.com, and just send me an email through there that just says, I'd like my free weight loss strategy session. Or if you're listening to the show, you can just go to the show notes, click the link to my website, go there, send me that email. Let's get yours booked today. That way we can look at what you're doing and give you some tips and strategies to get you to reach your goal and be able to sustain it. It's time to make this a lifestyle. So go there now. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Hey, woman of God, are you sick of fad diets that only get you temporary results? Are you looking for a simple, foundational, faith-based weight loss framework that will fit into your busy day so it becomes a lifestyle? Are you ready to break free from binge eating, overeating, sugar addiction, self-sabotage, and the battle with your scale? It is time to let the chain breaker Jesus move mightily into your weight loss journey. I'm Andrea Lynn. I am so excited that you're here with me on Christian Women's Weight Loss. I remember what it felt like to be 75 pounds overweight, exhausted, overwhelmed, riddled with poor self-esteem, low self-image, and unworthiness, until I was radically saved by Jesus and He made everything new. With 20 years of experience and numerous certifications in fitness and nutrition, I'm here to teach you everything I know about food and fitness while making faith your primary drive as a busy Christian woman wanting to lose weight and keep it off. If you're ready to let the Holy Spirit transform you from the inside out while getting your body, which is God's vessel, healthy, so you can rise up and live out the calling that God has on your life, you're in the right place. May the Lord give you ears to hear, eyes to see, a heart that's pleasing to Him, along with a body that will be transformed for His glory. Let's dive in. Okay, I'm ready to dive into this. I am one of those weird freaks that like exercise. No joke. I actually have always liked exercise. I think I might have shared this in a past episode that when I was a kid, first of all, I grew up loved dancing. I danced from the time I was five. I went to college for dancing. So for me, when I was young and I was dealing with stress, I would actually go exercise. I would go run around my house a million times, literally till my body collapsed, gave out. And again, I think I shared this in another episode. My mom would say, oh, there's Andrea running around the house. And for me, it was a healthy way to just get some steam off of my chest, release some emotions. If I wasn't going to run around the house a million times till my legs caved, I was going to go outside and dance for the trees, because that's just what I did to escape my reality. So exercise to me has always been joyful. I mean, I'm not going to lie, it's hard, especially if you push past your limits. It's challenging, it's stress, you know, feels hard, but at the end of it, I know I feel really good after I've done a good workout. During the workout, I'm like, oh gosh, this is hard and not so fun. But afterwards, it all plays out to be so good. I just feel more awake, alive, alert. My head's clearer. So I'm that person that actually enjoys exercise. But again, I've been in the health and fitness industry, started out as a personal trainer probably about 21 years ago now. And I was that person in the gym, besides the other trainers there with me, you know, where we would talk to people and I'd talk to people and I'd say, you know, do you like exercise? And they were like, no, I can't stand it. So you're not alone if you don't like exercise. Most people don't. Actually, there was a study done from 2020 and it says in the United States, among all adults 18 and over, only, get this, 24.2% meet the guidelines for both aerobic and strength training activities. 24%? Only 24? That's not a lot. And when I even went a little further into this study, again, this is in the United States, the percentage of women who meet the guidelines for both physical activities and strength training activities decrease with age. So that means the older we get, the less we do for women. That's proof right there. You're not alone. But I want to change that. Can we just agree that we want to change this? Can we just agree that we want to find a way to make exercise a part of our lifestyle? Listen, exercise is great for weight loss, but it's so good for other things. Exercise may be the closest thing to the fountain of youth. And I don't know about you, but I'd like to stay younger longer. And not only does regular activity strengthen our muscles and improve our heart and lung function, but it can also reduce our risk of major diseases, stimulate the growth of new brain cells, and even add years to our life. Studies show just 30 minutes of physical activity on most days is all that's required to reap these benefits. Come on, we can find 30 minutes, okay? We can. And again, when we have the knowledge and then we move forward with wisdom, this is where it can happen. So the range of health bonuses now are attributed to exercise have surprised even doctors, they're saying. Research suggests that workouts may do the following, and I'm going to share with you the top 10 reasons to exercise. You taking notes? If so, you might want to grab the pen, pencil. Maybe you're putting the notes in your phone. Number one, the first reason to exercise, to keep you young. Again, I don't know about you, but if there's a way to slow down my aging process, because at the end of the day, we're all going to decay. We live in a world, right, that is just designed to do that because that happened in Genesis at the fall. But if there's a way to keep us younger longer, workouts such as, you know, even brisk walking, cycling, riding your bike, using your Peloton, the amount of oxygen consumed during exercise, this would be improving your aerobic capacity by just 15 to 20% would be like shaving 10 to 20 years off your age. 10 to 20 years off your age? You want that? Yes, I do. Sign me up. Aerobic exercise may also stimulate the growth of new brain cells in us as we get older. Do you want new brain cells? If it's easy enough to just exercise, sign me up, right? How about you? Now that's just aerobic. We need to incorporate both. Resistance training, also known as strength training. Let me just put this out there for you. As a woman, you will not bulk up. That's a myth. So I just want to say that, but I don't want to spend our entire episode on that. But you will not bulk up. There's no way. You don't have the amount of testosterone in you to do that. So don't be afraid of resistance and strength training. Why? Because there's two things I want to highlight here. Resistance training increases your bone density. As you age, you'll still have strong bones. You need that. It improves your posture and it also makes sure that you have stronger joints. Would you like all of those? Okay. The second reason that I want to highlight here for resistance training is when you have more muscle on your body, you actually burn more calories doing nothing because muscle burns more than fat and your metabolism stays on fire. After 30, we start to decrease our muscle and our metabolism. So resistance strength training is a natural way to keep your metabolism on fire, which also is part of staying young. Young people have a strong, fast metabolism. And God created our bodies to continue to have that if we put in the work. Okay, number two, the second reason to exercise, it reduces infections. Moderate workouts temporarily rev up your immune system by increasing the aggressiveness or capacity of your immune cells. That may explain why people who exercise actually catch fewer colds, are healthier, because it ties into immune health. Again, I don't know about you, but if I can reduce infections, if I can actually increase my immune health just by exercising, I'll do it. It's like God gave us these bodies that when used correctly, they will help us in so many different ways. Okay, number three, the third reason to exercise is that exercise prevents heart attacks. Not only does exercise raise your good HDL cholesterol and lower blood pressure, but new research shows it reduces arterial inflammation. That's another risk factor for heart attacks and strokes. Exercise will help you prevent heart attacks. And heart disease in America is actually the number one killer. So let's get on it right now. Maybe you're getting so motivated by number three that you're like, that's it. I'm going to put Andrea in my headphones and I'm going to start walking. I'm going to get on my Peloton. Come on, let's go. Let's do it together. I will support you. Okay, moving to number four, the fourth reason to exercise. And this is one not talked about a lot, but a good one. Number four is that it eases asthma. And I'm talking about mild cases of asthma, okay? But there's new evidence that shows that upper body and breathing exercise can reduce the need to use an inhaler in mild cases of asthma. So think about it. If you're doing some cardio, even if you're doing strength training that is, you know, bringing up your heart rate, you have to breathe a little heavier. Every time that you're doing that, you're kind of pushing past your glass ceiling just a hair, you are strengthening and increasing your lung capacity. Matter of fact, I have worked with women that stepped into my 12-week Trinity Transformation weight loss program. And while they were in it, they had been taking some asthma meds. They had just, again, mild asthma stuff. Once they got through the program, all of that changed. Why? Well, they exercised. And within the 12-week program, all I ask is that you exercise 3 to 4 days a week. So 3 to 4 days a week had complete effects, complete change on their lung capacity and respiratory system. Okay, number five, the fifth reason to exercise. This is a big one. It's also a really good one. Fifth reason to exercise is to control your blood sugar. So exercise helps maintain a healthy blood sugar level by increasing the cell's sensitivity to insulin and by controlling weight. They have found that just regular brisk walking can significantly cut the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Okay? Again, blood sugar levels are really key and important to losing weight and keeping it off. And exercise will help your body get those blood sugar levels stable. Could you imagine if you partnered it with eating well, what the exercise and the eating well will do to your blood sugar. I have seen it again, time and time again, in my 12-week Trinity Transformation Weight Loss Program. When we add exercise and we give foods that help regulate the blood sugar, the body completely changes. So that is a big one. Number five is a big one. Reasons to exercise to control your blood sugar. So if you have blood sugar issues, all you need to do is some brisk walking. What? Let's go. Are you ready? I hope you're already walking with me. Okay. Number six, the sixth reason to exercise is to protect against cancer. Exercise may reduce the risk of colon cancer by speeding waste through the gut and lowering the insulin level. It may also protect against breast and prostate cancer by regulating hormone levels. So this, does that make sense to you? This is the way that it can protect against cancer. It basically, if we had to just break down what I just said to you, it gets things moving in the body. When you are exercising, your blood's pumping, your heart's pumping, your blood's pumping. Blood is a cleaner. It cleans. It needs to move. It can't stay stagnant. And when it moves, it starts to clean out the system, including all the organs. Number seven, this is the seventh reason to exercise, to combat stress. Regular exercise lowers levels of stress hormones. That is a fact. For many women, exercise helps relieve depression as effectively as an antidepressant medication. So important to remember. And this is a catch-22, right? Because it's like, ugh, I don't feel like exercising. But if you have this knowledge, remember, I'm giving you knowledge, then you need to apply the knowledge, which I feel is the wisdom in taking the step and implementing, is like, okay, I might not feel like it, but at the end of this, I am going to feel better. And you don't even have to spend an hour. You can do this for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and get the benefits of alleviating stress in that short amount of time. Is it worth it to you? Number seven drives us right into number eight, okay? So number eight, the eighth reason to exercise, helps your hormones. It actually will relieve some hot flashes. When you increase your fitness, when you increase your exercise, like I said, your mood changes, your mood gets enhanced, and it also reduces some of the menopausal symptoms such as hot flashes and night sweats. When you exercise, there is even the releasing of serotonin, which promotes that good night rest, okay? It helps you sleep better. When you exercise, it also increases your dopamine levels. Again, this ties together with number seven, but the dopamine levels in the brain are what lifts your mood, okay? And this gives you that feel-good feeling, decreases your stress, shifts your depression, makes you feel better. And all of these hormones tie right into whether you're in menopause, perimenopause, all of them help, right? We want regulated hormones no matter what stage we're in our hormone process. I mean, I'm in that perimenopausal place, and boy, I can't even imagine what it would feel like if I didn't exercise regularly, because I have to say, there are definitely tough days, but if I hear the stories of other women going through what I'm going through, theirs is worse. Mine is very mild, thank the Lord, but I also exercise regularly, and I have for a very long time. Okay, number nine, the ninth reason to exercise. This kind of ties into number one. It's prolonged life. Studies lasting many years have consistently shown that being active cuts the risk of premature death by about 50% for women. Can I just read that to you again? I really want you to take this in. Long studies, many years, have consistently shown that exercise cuts the risk of premature death by 50% for women. That's a lot. That's half. So it is important. And yet, We say, we don't really have time, or I don't know what to do, or I couldn't fit it in. You can fit 30 minutes in 3 to 4 days a week. If you can fit Instagram, Facebook minutes in, if you can fit watching your favorite movie, if you can fit, you know, listen, you might still have some younger kids at home where you're going to the baseball field. At the baseball field, you can exercise there. You can say to your friends, I'm sorry, give me 30 minutes, I'll be back, if they don't want to exercise with you. But you can. When something is a priority, you find a way to get it done. Which takes me to number 10. The 10th reason to exercise, which honestly, I feel like should be number one. But the 10th reason to exercise is because God says so. And if God says it's good, then I better do it. I don't care what I think. I don't care what anybody else thinks. I mean, listen, the science, the evidence, everything shows that exercise is good for us and it makes us feel better and it makes us lose weight. But what about God says so? As a Christian woman, we need to take God's word seriously. And when I say God says so, number 10 reason to exercise, God says so. And it's in 1 Timothy 4, verse 8. It says, for physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. It says, physical training is of some value. So we need to make it a priority because even God says it's of some value. And in look, it even says, this is holding promise for both the present life, some of that physical training, and the life to come, which is our everlasting life. But I really need you to understand that God says so. And again, that should be number one. God says physical training has some value, is of some value. So if you don't want to listen to me and you don't want to listen to anybody else who said you should probably exercise, how about listen to God? Because he says it. And if you want to be obedient to him and to his word, then can take this and run with it, no pun intended. Run with what God's word says. That should be motivation enough to start moving your body. Can I just add to this in 1 Corinthians 6:19, right? Where he says that your body is God's temple. He paid a high price for it. If your body's God's temple, which it is, the Holy Spirit's indwelling in you. And when you said, receive Jesus, and you became born again, and you were like, yes, Lord, I believe that you died, were buried, and resurrected, and you sit at the right hand of the Father, you then have the Holy Spirit indwelling in you, which means your body is his temple, which means if he's saying physical training is of some value, then he's saying my temple needs some of that. My temple needs some physical training. Don't put all of your focus on it. I mean, don't be so over hyper focused on, I gotta exercise, don't make your body an idol. Don't make exercise an idol. Believe me, I have been there. It's not a good place to be, but it has some value. And if you are that woman, just want to pause here because I'm going to let the Holy Spirit lead and this is what I'm feeling. If you're that woman that over exercises, that doesn't ever take a day of rest because you feel like I got to keep exercising or I'm going to gain weight back. I want you to just ask the Lord, have I made exercise and my body an idol over you, Lord? And if so, go to him and say, I'm really sorry, Lord. I'm so sorry that I made exercise or my body an idol. And help me to change that so that you're my idol. My eyes are fixed on you, Lord, and that this exercise finds a place of stability, finds a place in my life that is balanced. That is key. So if that's you, please do that. Please go seek the Lord, speak to him about that, and ask for him to help you find balance in exercise. He did it for me. He can do it for you. I was that woman That's why I'm saying it. I was that woman that if I was over exercising, I was like, if I didn't exercise, oh no, I'm going to gain weight, or I'm going to, you know, not be able to sleep well. All these crazy things. I was obsessed. When I was radically saved and the Lord started to work in different areas of my life, this was an area that he brought to me and highlighted. And I was like, wow, that's not in balance. I am not seeking the Lord here. I'm putting this over the Lord. And even though I would work out and listen to worship music and praise the Lord and thank you, it was still a priority over him. And it was unbalanced. And I knew that. And he convicted me. So if that's you, take it to the Lord. Let him change you. If you are the opposite and you're like, I just don't have the motivation to exercise, then I pray today that these are the top 10 reasons that you need to exercise, that one of them has struck a chord in you, that one of them you can hold on to and say, okay, this is why I'm doing it. There's a real reason behind it. And if it's not, you know, okay, I get to have a longer life, I get to have my youth hormones, my hormones balance. If none of that works for you, then please, please let 1 Timothy 4 verse 8 work for you. Please let the Lord's word work in your heart to find the motivation you're needing to get your body active in some way. You do not have to over-exercise. That's not what we're asking. That's not what you need. Remember what I just said. You just need to find a place for it that's consistent. 3 to 4 days a week, if you can. That's the minimum. That's great. And if you're like, I want to do more, great. Do 5. Take 2 days off, please. But ask the Lord for the motivation and the self-control. One of the fruits of the Spirit is self-control. So it is in you. So ask the Lord for that fruit to flourish of self-control. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these words. Thank you so much for the knowledge and the wisdom of why exercise is good for our bodies, which is your temple. Thank you for this. Thank you, Lord. I pray that this knowledge goes out and that the woman listening on the other end of this speaker takes this and implements like never before. Lord, I pray that she gets the revelation that her body is your temple, that it is so holy because inside of her is the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I ask you to convict the woman of God. Convict her. Give her that self-control and that discipline to exercise where it's just so balanced in her life that she knows she can't live without it, but she finds a place of rest on the days that she's not doing it. Lord, I pray that the perseverance to do this comes from you. It doesn't come from self-abuse, but it comes from a loving place from you, Lord Jesus, because you love us. You love your child. You love your daughter. And you want only the best. You say that you come to give life and life more abundantly. So, Lord, I just pray that we take this information today and that in 1 Timothy 4 verse 8, I pray that that pierces a part of us, that we can go forward knowing that every time we exercise, that we are hearing your voice because we're giving it some value. Lord, I just pray that every woman listening to this, that if she has any self-abuse for not exercising, that you take that away. The enemy has no power over you or your mind. Lord, I just pray that you bind all of those thoughts of self-abuse and cast them out, never to return again. Holy Spirit, rise up and may your voice be louder than any other voice she hears, so that as you convict her and console her, that she moves in the direction of her goal because of your power inside of her. any chains that are on her that keep her bound by excuses, by depression, by old ways that are of complacency. Lord, I ask you to break all of those chains now in the name of Jesus. Bring fire of the Holy Spirit inside of her to convict her, to bring her to a place of discipline, godly discipline, where she finds the passion and the desire to honor your temple, which is her body. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the transformation that has already begun right now in each of us. Woman of God, I just ask you to raise your hands for a moment. Lift up those hands towards God and just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everything you're doing in me. Thank you for the healing of my body. Thank you for motivating me to exercise. Thank you for helping me find balance in exercise. Thank you for helping me find the time in my schedule to exercise. Thank you, Lord, for healing me. Thank you so much, Lord, for guiding my life. I surrender it all to you right now, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I surrender every decision I need to make around exercise, around my health, around my weight loss. I surrender it to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Before you go, if you have been transformed or blessed by this, please subscribe, then go to Apple Podcasts and leave me a written review. It is the number one way that you can bless me and get the word out there to other women who are also seeking. Screenshot your favorite episode, share on your social media feeds, be sure to tag me, and I'd love to connect more often, so join my Facebook group. Until next time, remember God says in 1 Corinthians 10:31, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. God bless you, my sister in Christ.